All right, sit up straight, be happy, and we count from the out breath. I'll count for you, you don't have to worry, just watch the breath, okay? Here we go. Now we'll do Sak Chang. Cleaning and charging up, okay? First one, think about someone who really inspires you, okay? It doesn't have to be a teacher. My neighbor came over to our house today. He's one of the best people that I ever met. He has a very high integrity. And so oftentimes I just think about him. So choose a person you know who is very good example in the world. And just think about them for like a minute or two. Here we go. Personally, I like to spend 10 breaths on each step. I got used to 10 breaths. I don't spend much time counting. More than 10 breaths, I think it's too slow. It takes you too long to get to the meditation. Next we do offering, means offer something beautiful to this good person that you're thinking of. Maybe in your mind a flower. If you're making offerings mentally and you're not paying for it, you can fill the whole sky with flowers. Why not? Okay, here we go. This is an offering to that very good, kind person. Be generous, make it beautiful. The next preliminary practice is think about some mistake you made. You hurt somebody in the last day or two, and just apologize in your mind. Just apologize. We all make mistakes all day long. Just bring up one or two and be honest and apologize. In your mind, apologize. That's all. Here we go. Now think about something really good you did in the last 24 hours or the last week. Something that made someone else happy. Maybe it was little bit of a sacrifice or difficult for you, but you offered yourself and your time and your effort to someone else. Be happy about yourself. Now make a mental request that someone, a great teacher, will appear in your life today or the next few days and teach you something valuable. It could even be a negative experience which teaches you something about yourself. So any learning, deep learning experience in the next day, request it, ask for it. Please teach me. Ask the world to teach you. And then finally ask these people, kind people in your life, good people in your life, ask them to stay nearby. We are very weak. We tend to do whatever people around us do. So we have to ask good people to stay near and support us, prop us up, help make us good people. Okay, we're going to go through the four meanings of Chichidat, of general and characteristic. And I want to do it as kind of a game. So I want you to try to remember each one of the four. First, we're going to start with the first one. And I'm going to give you, a minute or two to try to remember the first of the four meanings of Chichedong. And then I'll explain what it is again. You can check how close you were. And then we'll spend a few minutes thinking about it quietly, okay? You can call meditation preliminary or beginning meditation, it's kind of like thinking quietly. Okay, so here we go. What is the first meaning of chi chedak, quality and characteristic? What's the first meaning that we talked about in the last live tool? Yeah, you're right. It's Sokchi, which means usually a physical object. And it means the whole car, for example. Looking at the whole car as a whole car. And then mentally breaking it down into its parts. And by the way, this has a lot to do with emptiness as explained by the lowest school. The Abhidharma school. So they think it's very important when you're learning about emptiness to examine whether something can be broken down into parts or not. And we always start with something physical. So spend a minute or two, I'll be quiet. Chi, or the conglomerate, meaning the whole, as opposed to the pieces, okay? We can say whole as opposed to the pieces. Think about the whole car. Think about your favorite car, maybe the car, the one that your mom taught you the word on. And then I want you to break it down into its pieces. Okay, here we go. Whole car. Break it down into pieces. Sit with that for a minute. And then come back to it. I want you to go through that 4 or 5 times. Whole and parts. Okay, we're going to go on to the second meaning of chi chedak, and I want you to see if you can remember what it was. Yeah, that second one is Eiffel Tower. There's a Dunchi and a Dachi. Dachi comes first. Is when you heard about it, the sound general. Someone taught you about it in the school. You didn't see the Eiffel Tower yourself. And then maybe later in your life you saw the actual Eiffel Tower. And when you came home, that picture in your mind, that memory, was a dunchi, the meaning general, okay? So here we go. Maybe you'd like to choose a famous place that you have been to. Try to remember what it felt like to think about it before you saw it. the picture you had in your mind. And then after you saw it, how did that picture change in your mind? These different kinds of chichedat are not the real one. The first three are not the real one. But they are very, very precious and very, very helpful. They put your mind in the right place. Then you're like swimming around where the pearls are. And you can grab a pearl, but first you have to be in the right place. So these first three kinds of chichedat, they put your mind in the right place. Okay, so we understand that. Let's do just a little bit about place you've been to and how did you think of it before you went there. And I'd like you to compare the two mental pictures. What's the mental picture that you remember you had when you heard about the famous place? Maybe it's Dunhuang or something like that. And then what's the mental picture you had after you actually visited there? It should be quite different. And try to feel the difference between the two. Here we go. Okay, let's move on to the third kind of chichedat. And this was where, after we talked about the Eiffel Tower, we talked about Qizhen and Rongzhen. So Qizhen means, again it's the word qi, but Qizhen means that mental image or that archetype of a car, which often comes from the first car your mom ever pointed to and said to you, oh baby, that's a car, that's a car. And she taught you the word. And then ever since that time, you have a picture in your mind. So do you have in your mind a mother picture of car? It's the picture you always check when you want to see if something is a car. You see a new thing, and you compare it to your old picture. So there's a classic car picture in your mind. And then there's all these cars you see on the road, okay? All the different cars. Maybe you saw a lot of cars today. So try to get used to that difference. The car. By the way, there's no the, there's no a, it's just car. Your mom said car. It's almost the word car, but not quite. And there's a subtle difference between the word car and car, okay? And then there's all the cars that you see every day. Sit with that difference for a while. Go back and forth. Car and the cars I saw today. Okay, now we move on to the fourth kind of car, the fourth kind of chi, which is karnas. It's the quality of karnas. Okay, it's a little bit different from that archetype of car. It's kind of a, it's a, karnas is a kind of quality or characteristic of things. It's a quality of things, karnas. Try to feel the difference, karnas. You know, does this phone have karnas? No. Does this book have karnas? No. Does this Tesla car sitting outside have karnas? And you say, yeah. Well, where is the karnas? Well, it's kind of like, I don't know, chocolate sauce on the ice cream, you know. It's kind of like a quality that covers the whole car, and it makes this thing a car. Okay, so there's all the, there's the real car out there that you can drive. You can drive the car home, and that car is characteristic of, it has the quality of carness. Okay, so try to distinguish this kind of coating on the car called karnas. And then there's the car itself. There's the thing that you drive home. The car that you drive home is not the karnas. But the karnas covers the car. And the car is characteristic of karnas. Someone asked me, is this characteristic a noun? Like, you can say apples have many characteristics. They're fruit, they're red, they're round. No, it's not a noun. It's an adjective, characteristic of. There's quality as a noun, karnas as a noun. And then there's the characteristic of. The car is characteristic of karnas. It's one example of karnas. It's a kind of karnas in the real world. Okay, here we go. Try to feel that difference. Karnas is kind of floating around the world, and then sometimes it lands on a four-wheeled vehicle, and that's typical of karnas or characteristic of karnas. Here we go. Try to feel the karnas on the car. You cannot drive the karnas home. You can drive the car home. Here we go. Good. Okay, now the meditation is going to change a little bit. And I want you to imagine that you are watching your head on the inside. Okay, so not your face or your hair, but I want you to imagine that you are watching your unphysical mind. And imagine it's inside your head. You don't, it's not really placed there. Most of us think of our mind there, which is okay. So I want you to quietly watch your mind. And so we're kind of like a spectator. And we've sat down next to our mind. You can imagine that you are sitting down next to your head, okay? And you are looking inside your head. And It's kind of nice to think of your mind as not as darkness, okay? Like, not that it's black inside your skull, but it's nice to think of your mind as something cheerful and a little bit bright and luminous, like a light bulb, or, you know, it's alive, it's precious, it's a beautiful jewel that you possess. And sit next to your mind and watch this shining light called your mind. Okay, just sit with it for a second. Pretend you're watching your mind. Now I'm going to say two different things. And I would like to ask that you watch your mind. See what pops up, okay? So, you know, I'll say a word. And then I want you to see what pops up in your mind. And I will repeat these two things that I'm going to say. I'll probably repeat it three times. So I'll go back and forth between two different things that I'm going to say. And I want you to watch, quiet observer, silent observer, watching this kind of crystalline mind, and it's kind of bright and happy, cheerful on the inside. And I'll say something. It's something will pop into your mind. A picture will pop into your mind, okay? And I'm interested what picture pops into your mind, but I'm more interested about how the two pictures are different. I'm going to say two different things, and I want you to watch your mind. Don't try to do anything. Don't try to guess what I'm going to say. Just as soon as I say something, something's going to pop into your mind. And I just want you to look at it and see what it feels like, see what it looks like. Okay, here we go. I'll be silent for a few breaths, and then I'm going to say something. And you're going to watch your mind very carefully and see what pops up. Okay, here we go. Car. 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 A car. A car. A particular car. Okay, don't open your eyes yet. We're going to do it one more time. Do you remember what came into your mind when I said car? And do you remember what came into your mind when I said a car or a particular car? My own experience was that when I said car, I had sort of a fuzzy image of a car. It was kind of white, but it definitely had four wheels, and it was definitely kind of a box, you know. So, and then when Geshe Michael said a car or a particular car, I saw the Tesla that my friend has. It's a white Tesla car that I saw it today outside the college. Let's do it again. Clear your mind. Now you're sitting next to your mind and you're watching your mind. And you think, what do you see when I say these two things, okay? Here we go. We'll take a few breaths first. Clear your mind. Come to kind of a crystal. Car. Car. A car, a particular car. A car. Okay, you can open your eyes. Just take a minute and relax. Drink something if you like. So I think now you can get this feeling of three different things. One is car. I'm guessing that one's pretty close to the one that your mom pointed out to you. And I'm guessing that it's kind of close to the word car for you, okay? And in English, we say car like this. It means when you say this car, there's quotation marks. And every language has their own way to show that. But car, or the word car, okay? That's just a word. And then there's the idea car. The archetype or the idea car that my mom taught me, it's my picture for the word car. If you take the word car and you say it to me, and then what I see in my mind is kind of a fuzzy car, not very clear car. I think that's the car your mom taught you. It's your archetype of a car, okay? And then when I say a car or the car, and if you're like me, a specific car pops into your mind, like a car that you saw today, or a car that your friend owns, or a car that you own, okay? Then when you say the car, okay? The next exercise I want you to do, and now you have to do it on your own, okay? We can't do it here in the studio. But I'd like you today to go actually stand next to a car, a real car, and I'd like you to look at it. And I'd like you to think about the difference between those three things. Okay, one is a car. Secondly is the car or a car, a particular car. Those are pictures in your mind, right? And then I want you to just stand there and look at the car. And I want you to feel the difference between those three things, okay? The idea car that your mom taught you, maybe, and then an imagination of a particular car, and then I want you to look at a real car, supposedly a real car, okay? The first one is chi, kind of the next two are chidon, okay? Definitely the real car out there is chidon. It's characteristic of this quality of car-ness, okay? And then this one is kind of a real car, or it's a memory of a real car, or a picture of a real car, and it also has car-ness. And I want you to get familiar with those three, and I want you to, you can play this video over and over again. You can do this exercise. Don't think that the first 15 minutes where we got ready to meditate, I don't think it's not important. The first and the second 15-minute sections, the 100 breaths, and then where you're actually cleaning out your seeds and packing up seeds, those two are very important. Don't get in the mood that we wasted the first half hour of this hour. It's not like that. Those two are very important to have the right experience, okay? Third one, third 15-minute section, you're kind of reviewing those four kinds of chi che dang, trying to remember them. By the way, you won't remember them at first, and you have to keep coming back to it, okay? And that memory is going to get more clear. Keep reading the manual, go through it again. I think what is it? The second and third one are in the same section in the manual. And then keep reading, keep studying, and see if you can close your eyes and remember all four. Then go through this exercise of car or carness, and then the car, a specific car, and then go out and look at a car and see how it's different. Okay, now, in the end, where you will go, and I will make a prediction, okay? In the end, if it's this year or 10,000 years from now, you will suddenly realize that those three are the same, okay? Carness, a car, and the car that you're standing next to are the same on some level. They are exactly the same, okay? And there's no other car in the world. And that's emptiness. And that's the diamond world. So it should lead you to touch the diamond world.